Not something that is tugging at your heartstrings. 2 hours is enough for me.
What are your thoughts, Paula?
I'm working on minutes on the other screen here, so I was trying to make sure I'm copying and pasting correctly. Not worth that much, not worth a penny.
Well, that's what you say, but I think they're worth more than a penny.
Maybe 2 bits, huh?
Maybe. Hello. Hey.
Hello.
Let's do a sound check there with Lori.
Good afternoon.
Sounds good.
Sounds like there's a vacuum cleaner in the background.
I think it's the air conditioner.
Okay, either that or a John Deere tractor.
Yeah, I thought it was the trash truck.
Okay, is that better?
Yes.
You just want us to sweat. I see how you guys are.
It was hot in there this morning, so.
It's a little warmer now than it was this morning. That sun coming through these windows.
Yeah, I bet. About another minute, guys, and we'll get started.
I got it, thank you.
Okay.
Okay, everybody, are you ready, Mr. Dorenkamp?
We are ready, Commissioner.
Arnold, are you ready?
Yes.
All right, thank you, everybody. Today is September 7th. It is 1 p.m. We will call this work session of Los Angeles County Commissioners to order at this time. Commissioner Lopez, could you please lead us in an invocation this morning, this afternoon?
Yes, sir. Heavenly Father, our God and Savior, we thank you for this new day. The early morning light is a sign of your continued favor toward us. As we go forward today, please renew our hearts souls and body for your glory. It is by your grace that we stand strong. We give you all the praise and glory to your name. Amen.
And Commissioner Haas, would you please lead us in the pledge?
It is to the flag of the United States of America, to the Republic of Japan, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Yes, here. Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Here.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
I am here. Any changes to the agenda?
No changes, Commissioner.
Entertain a motion, please.
Move for the approval of the agenda.
Second.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes.
Yes. Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes. Item 2A, Extension Office MOU. Mr. Dornkamp.
Commissioners, Lori Arnold, Extension Agent for Los Angeles County, has said we revisit our memorandum of understanding the county currently has with CSU. So that's what the topic of today's discussion is regarding.
Okay, so thank you. Welcome, Mrs. Arnold, and I can't see who's with you.
I'm Bruce Beckinsher, the regional director for the Southeast region.
Okay, there you are, Bruce. I can see you now. On the I got to look at the upper screen for me. Well, welcome, guys. Go ahead, and the floor is yours. You may start your conversation anytime.
Okay, so we're here to review the memorandum of understanding. The last time it was talked about, well, last time it was approved was back in 1990. And so we just need to update it.
Yeah, what we're looking at is if there's any updates that the county wants to do to it, or if there's anything that the county, you know, just to make sure it's up to date. We're actually looking at a 3-year rotation on these. In the current MOU, it states that we have an annual review, but that is more or less just an annual review. And especially with, you know, the change in commissioner terms and stuff, that gives new commissioners a chance to see what we're actually doing. Not that we need to change anything, but, you know, times do change, and especially since 1990, that's a while, so.
Okay, thank you, Bruce. I know I kind of had a question. I think Mr. Dornkamp brought it up. Was item 2 or something, section 2. Mr. Dornkamp, could you enlighten us on that? Page two, maybe it was regarding a receptionist and that type of language.
It was section 1, item C.
Item C?
Yes.
And you haven't had that since 1990, did you have it? I mean, how long have you been there, Lori?
Been here a long time. I was trying to remember when last time we had support staff, and I don't know if it was eight years ago. We've had some part-time staff hit or miss through those years, but it might be, I don't know, years all run together. So,
internships?
No, actually, we had some salary savings from when, like, Dean Oatman retired, and I was able to hire someone to help in the office. And that was through the county, through Kim. But prior to that, back when we did have full-time secretarial support, I don't remember what it was, but it was a while ago. Yeah, probably. Long time ago.
Kim Chavez just chatted in. The last part-time we had was 2018, and I think that was during that transition stage with Dean gone, and that was
was Tony Lambeth.
Was helping, but I think that came out of County General. It wasn't part of your agreement, if I remember correctly. Christy Coberly, are you on the call?
Yes, I'm on the yeah, that was County General. We actually paid for that. That wasn't through the agreement.
Okay. So the agreement that I see or that section today was brought to our attention was regarding receptionist help or something. Since you haven't had in such a long time, we might as well just remove that language. And then whatever part-time assistance that I think it might be requested could be through County General like we do with Ms. Lambeth. However, how did we use that money when Mr. Oatman left? Did you guys bank that with CSU? Did the county hang on to that and pay Ms. Lambeth? How did we pay Ms. Lambeth? Was it out of County General back then? Or did that's the only question I need cleared up. Because you guys should have had a cost savings to your office, Lori, if we paid Ms. Lambeth out of County General. I just don't want no one to have any confusion how that got paid.
Normally when that happens, the county pays a quarterly assessment and you're billed quarterly. And when we're down an agent, in those quarterly assessments, the county is credited back the amount for that agent. So
okay. It
has to go back into your County General.
Yeah, I don't think it was billed out because I pay CSU quarterly.
Okay. All right. Money. So you never billed it. So it wasn't cost savings to CSU, it was cost savings to the county.
Right. Cost savings to the county. But I did put in this year's budget. I requested a part-time support staff for our office. So I did put that in the budget. Whether it'll be approved or not, I don't know. But Kim and I spend a lot of our time doing support staff jobs. And if we weren't doing those, we could, you know, do more programming in the county. But when you have to do support staff activities, that takes a lot of time.
Yeah, and if I remember right, you and I had that conversation and I asked you, please do that, please submit that. So I am a strong supporter of that. We just aren't at that point yet for confirming the budget for the year yet. There's a couple of things at play. And once that comes out, we'll know more by the end of the first week of November, Lori, where we're at for all of that, because there's other offices requesting the same and otherwise. So it's just kind of like a holding pattern for the meantime. But once we get to that point, I think we'll be in a really good spot come the first week in November, and this county will be a lot better shape. But again, I support that, but we have to see where we're at financially at that point.
This is Felix Lopez. To provide necessary and adequate clerical and secretarial personnel, what do you translate that into weekly hours?
I requested in the 2022 budget 20 hours per week. Most of the extension offices in Colorado have full-time secretarial support. I'm only aware of two offices that do not have secretarial support, us being one of them.
Thank you.
Okay, so as far as the language in that one line item, we either need to omit it, leave it in there, and then we would be obligated due to that contract. So it's kind of like, we'll have to see what we want. And again, this is just a work session, everybody, so no decision will be made today on this. We'll have to bring it before the board with the corrected language, or we leave it as is for our next board meeting. I'm sure we can put it on the next agenda. So that, just clarification on that end, what is your request from CSU to the county regarding that one subsection there, to leave that in, to continue the way we were doing it, just County General assisting in that? What's your position, guys?
Well, I guess, and that's part of the reason for this review of, you know, I mean, I either way would be fine, whatever the county wants. You know, if you want to do it as a halftime, it can be put in that way. And especially if we begin doing these three-year reviews, you know, that leaves us some latitude there. So if it's the county's desire to have a halftime position, we can state it in there that way. Or if the county decides that they don't want to do that, then we probably need to take it out so that to make everything kind of up to hoil, you know. And then, like I say, then in 3 years we can revisit it again, you know. But I think, and I agree, and that's part of the reason for doing this, of we just need to get this updated to the current situation, so that when we do a review in 3 years, we aren't 30 years behind like we are now.
Right. The only issue I have with that, guys, is committing to a three-year commitment. As you guys know, our budgets go up and down every year, and I'd hate to force future commissioners into a commitment that I made or any of us made, and then they have to be stuck living with it, or then they don't want to follow, and then they change it on you. So that's the only thing I would say. I would maybe put that in there. The language is an annual basis based on the annual revenue we have, if it's available for that secretarial services or that agent, that department, or that line item for the halftime FTE, or we just omit it completely, and we Lori makes a request annually for that position on the county general. So it's just kind of like whatever thinks is best. Christy, what would your approach be as a finance director on how we move forward with this? What are your thoughts?
I'd like to do it annually so we can actually see where we are every year with our budget. But that's just my thought. Annually actually come before us to say, because every year she can ask, you know, even let's say that we hire one, every year we have to see if we can actually keep this person on each year.
But in the language. The contract that we're looking at, it says that we're to have that available to them.
Budget permitting.
Okay, so we can put that in there, change that, tweak that, budget permitting, and then that way annually we can just look at that on a county general side, but it's in the contract. And I know I can't get advice from our council on this. We can ask for advice later. But that might be a good idea for that particular line item to be reviewed annually, where we don't have to meet or convene with CSU for the overall contract. It would just be that one item, and we can do that with Lori.
During budget hearing.
Right. Would that be sufficient, Bill?
I guess the issue I see with that is, you know, a lot of this support staff with the computer programs we have, they get trained on some of that stuff. And so if we do it on an annual basis and we have our staff trained on a computer program, and then the next year they aren't funded, then we lose that knowledge of those, of that, you know, the knowledge in the office. And so, and then we lose the consistency, is what I'm trying to say. That would be an issue I could see with doing it that way.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay. So other than that issue there, do we have any other issues on the contract that stick out to anybody that we need to review?
You know, one quick comment. I think the idea of a multi-year contract in one side makes a lot of sense, but on the other perspective, it is based upon, we don't know exactly what a couple of issues that are lining up, you know, the Gallagher Amendment, the reduction perhaps on some of the revenues that we have. I think as a county overseer of taxpayers, you know, we of course cannot guarantee what's gonna happen in 2022, but I think, you know, at the end of the day, if we do a year-to-year perspective and understanding how imperative that position is for CSU, I think we're going to be fine. You know, it's just going back to our finance director, making the proposal, you know, I'm a little bit concerned that we haven't reviewed this since 1990. But on the other hand, I think it's time that we take a look at it. We support this. And at the end of the day, even if it's on a year-to-year basis, we certainly, once the revenue base is in the books, we can pretty much fund that position promptly and as needed.
And thank you, Commissioner. And to elaborate on that a little bit, we do have a ballot measure coming up in the fall. And that's one of the big ones that we're discussing here. If that ballot measure passes, we'll be in a really good shape moving forward. And I think that's the contingency at this point. Is that I would love to fund you at least two or three more of those great staff to help our youth of our community, because you know I'm 100% behind 4-H. But also we have to figure out the financial side of it. So I think, how soon do you need this done? Could we readdress this after the first week in November? I know we've waited 30 years to do it. Would that hurt us any if we took a pause on this until the middle of November board meeting?
No, I think that's fine. It's just I felt we had to get the ball rolling on this. It had been too long, and believe me, Los Angeles County is not the only county that's been in this boat. I did one with the Southeast area last year, and I think it was 87 was the last time that one had been renewed. So it's not an abnormal issue across the state. So,
okay. I wish I could have three more Lorries and three more Kims down there. And but we can look forward to that mid-November. And I think we'll be in a way better position to make a good decision, concise decision, for the long term of your staffing, not just for an annual basis. And I'd feel more comfortable at that time personally. And so we'll just hold off until putting on the agenda until we move forward with this results, and we'll go from there. Are there any other thoughts from our staff, Mr. Dornkamp, Ms. Coverly, or anything?
I do have an advisory. I have one 4-H advisory committee, not just a general advisory committee, but I have a 4-H advisory committee. And you guys do not appoint them, but you could, if that's something you want to do. No.
Lori, I was reading an article the other day on higher education altogether, and I don't know if your program is being impacted by this new perspective of cancel culture and basically resetting the historical perspective. And I know how higher education has been kind of the mecca of what do we want to call this? A little bit of brainwashing as it goes on. Has that impacted the program? And do you foresee any challenges with the university mandating this cancel culture and beginning anew and turning the page and so on?
That's a good question.
We don't want a political answer. We want to
one thing that most of us have decided on, we like living this far from campus because we don't feel the need for the cancel culture. We have included everybody all the time. And to me, the cancel culture is causing more segregation and ethnic bias than what any of us down here are ever used to. And so I guess a short answer for you, sir, is I'm glad Fort Collins is up to the north end of the state and leaves us alone.
You know, and the reason I'm asking the question is because rural and frontier counties like ours, there is a way of life. And we understand exactly who we are. I can tell you, I went and spoke at a college within the last 12 months, and I was introduced in a format that I was actually pretty surprised and a little bit offended by the way I was introduced because of my ethnicity. And, you know, from that perspective, he's like, well, I'm from Trinidad. Yes, I was born in this country and this is my ethnicity, but I don't embrace that. And so my concern is that you as the leaders of this particular program, because it's also in partnership with Los Angeles County, is to protect the historical perspective, who we are, our way of life, and certainly not to attempt to change our students into a mold that they may not belong.
Agreed.
Yep. Very well put, Commissioner.
One thing I will say, talking about the budgets of CSU is leaving the formula funding that the county pays per agent, and it's been the same for 3 years now. So essentially, the county is only paying $14,700 for both, for each, for Kim and for Lori, which is only about 1/6 of their total salary. So the, you know.
And fringe. I don't make that much.
Yeah. And fringe.
Yeah.
Yes. But so, you know, to get the expertise that Lori and Kim bring to the county for that amount of money is a pretty good value, I think.
Sure. And you know what? And I really applaud the perspective of CSU because they're one of the largest land grant universities west of the Mississippi. And so the appropriations that they get from either state and or federal programming is benefiting all of us. And you know, we recognize that. And at the end of the day, because of the designation of a land grant university, obviously this programming goes on. I just want us to safeguard and put some guardrails in there that we are not going to be distorting and attempting to get our little ones to begin to think in a different perspective. So that was my point.
I agree with that too, sir. I do.
Okay, well, do we have any other discussion regarding the contract as it stands as of now before we move forward or adjourn for this afternoon?
Luis, so in November, we'll touch base, or do I need to try to get on the agenda, or how do I need to handle moving forward with this?
Get with Christy. After the 2nd of November, when is the election? November 2nd. So November 3rd, I'll go pound on her door.
Right next to me. It's all good. I just have to.
Right, so that's probably the way, best way to go, and then her and Mr. Dorenkamp can bring it before the board, Mr. Dorenkamp can, and then we'll address it at that time. But again, it, you know, if we had, we could fund everybody more and more and more, it'd be great. But we're a lot better than we were 4.5 years ago, 5 years ago, and this county's coming back, and our supporters are here. The community trusts our elected officials at this point in time. And all the positive publicity we've had over the years in earning that trust, including with your department and with our local media and everything that happens with the county fairs and the state fairs and everything that happens, goes a long way. And I think we're hopefully at that point where they trust us again with this ballot measure initiative, and then we'll know from there. But yeah, November 3rd, we should know. We'll have a meeting the 2 weeks from the 2nd. That's our first Tuesday in November. And I think we can address it at that point in time. That'll give staff, I think, unless they don't think, but I think they're planning for all of these different avenues right now with the passage, without the passage. And so everything should be in place. They won't need to go back to the drawing board at that point and go out and support the referendum.
Okay.
Any other questions, concerns, comments? Entertain a motion. Well, go ahead, Tony.
Question, Lori, how long have you been there? 20?
Oh, you're so cute. 34. Yeah.
Because I was chair, I think, 27 years ago.
Yeah. I was really young then.
Yeah, that's service. This is a wealth of information right here. So are you guys familiar with FFA and the Wise Old Owl? Well, we got the wise one now. In our chamber. Thanks, Lori.
Thank you.
Okay, if that's all we got, we entertain a motion to adjourn at this time.
I motion to adjourn.
Second motion.
Commissioner Hess?
Here.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes, and thank you for your information.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Good to see you again, Bill. Have a good day. Bye, Lori.
Sorry, I should have.